Mommy's in the kitchen, cooking up something good. And daddy's on the sofa, right up the neighborhood.
It's time for this week's recipe roundup. This weekend, the Maple Festival continues in Highland County, and so does our focus on that sweet and unique syrup. Today, we'll be talking about maple apple roses. Apple roses have been absolutely plastered all over the internet these days. I saw them a lot on Pinterest, and anytime I look up apple pie, like innovative apple pie recipes, a lot of people are using apple slices to make pies and little tartlets look like roses. Last weekend, I decided to take a crack at them, and I can confirm that the hype online is totally warranted because these pastries are basically what you would get if an apple dumpling and a cinnamon bud had a baby together. So pretty good. Plus, I added maple syrup because it makes just about anything better. For this recipe, you'll need the following ingredients. First of all, you'll need some dough. I personally used Pillsbury's Poppable Pizza Crust, which was a really easy option, but you could also use pre-made pie crust or your favorite dough recipe. You're going to need some lemon water, which is just water and lemon juice, 2 to 3 medium-sized apples, preferably red apples to really make your roses pop, then 1/2 cup unsweetened applesauce, 1/2 tablespoon cinnamon, 1 tablespoon of butter, and 1 to 2 tablespoons of maple syrup, and then just maple syrup in general to use for taste. This is a complex one, and I'll go through it step by step. So first, you're going to prepare your apple filling, which you'll do by making kind of a mock apple butter. In a small saucepan, melt butter and combine the cinnamon, applesauce, and maple syrup. After a few minutes, you should have something that resembles apple butter, and you're going to set that aside for later. Then you're going to prepare a large microwavable bowl full of water with a little bit of lemon juice in it, and that's going to be for your apples. Wash and cut your apples in half lengthwise. Then you're going to use a small spoon to scrape out any seeds or core particles so that you just want nice apple flesh with skin. Then you're going to cut those pieces in half lengthwise again and begin to slice the apple in that same direction as thinly as possible. In a lot of online recipes, they describe it as paper thin, but you just want the apples to be thin enough because they're going to need to be pliable at some point. As soon as they're cut, place the slices in the lemon water to soak so that the apples maintain their white flesh color and they don't brown with air exposure. After you have all of your slices, microwave that big bowl full of lemon water and apples in 30-second increments until slices are tender enough to flex without snapping. Once again, you're going to be rolling these kind of in a cinnamon bun, so they need to be able to wrap around each other. While you're softening the apple slices in the microwave, roll out your dough into a rectangle that's roughly 12 by 24 inches and then only 1/10 of an inch thick. And you're going to cut that dough into long 12 inches by 3-inch strips. At this time, it's good to preheat your oven to 400 degrees. If you're using a convection oven, just to 350. Spread a little bit of your maple apple butter mixture along the center line of the dough strip, and you can kind of spread it out. You don't really want it reaching the edges though, because you want it to stay in the center. And then you're going to carefully line the top half of the dough strip with apple slices, overlapping them and leaving a small amount of space on either end of the dough strip. So that just takes a little bit of dexterity. I think it helps a lot if you have a paper towel to kind of dry off, pat some of the excess water off of your apple slices, because if you just add a bunch of liquid into this thing, it'll kind of make it a little more messy, a little harder to handle. Once you've lined that top edge with apples and you want the apple slices, you want the edge of the dough about halfway at the center line of these apple slices, even though they aren't congruent. You want some of the apple, enough of the apple inside of the dough so that it doesn't fall out, and enough that you can still see what forms the rose petals when we roll it all together. Once it's all laid out, you're going to fold the bottom half, which is the one without apples on it, the bottom edge up to meet the top edge of the dough strip, and very carefully begin to roll up this apple envelope you have from side to side. Very similar to rolling any sort of sponge cake roll or cinnamon bun roll. And once it reaches the other side, once you've rolled it all up, you're going to secure by just pinching that excess piece of dough on the end into the side of the dough. So then you have one little rose, and you're going to repeat those rolling steps until you have all of your 8 roses, which is what you should get out of this recipe. And then it's time to cook. So you can either put these in one pan all together in sort of a pull apart fashion, the same way you would with cinnamon buns or dinner rolls, or you can also grease a muffin pan and put them in their own individual little pockets. Either way, you're going to be cooking them from anywhere from 30 minutes to 45 minutes. I find that in my convection oven, it really only took like about 35 minutes. You're going to keep an eye on them. You can brush them if you so desire that shiny look. You can brush them with a little bit of egg white. I personally don't really mind not having that, so I just put them in a cupcake holder or a cupcake pan and cooked them until they were starting to get a little bit golden brown on top. And that's something you might want to watch out for. Make sure they're not burning on top while there's raw dough on the bottom. You can just cover them up on top with a little bit of aluminum foil. After they are out, they are best eaten as soon as you can manage not burning your mouth with them. And I would suggest putting a little extra maple syrup on top. When I made them this past weekend, put some maple yogurt on top, which I think was a very good addition. So that was your recipe roundup for today. If you'd like to find that full recipe and instructions, it will be posted a little bit later in the day to www.AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. It will be under the special features section under the heading of recipe roundup. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, this is Sage Tangway.